This is Talk Is Cheap. I'm your host, DJ SSD, on KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. Okay, so July 1st was the Pride is a Riot Festival, their fourth one, where they had a bunch of drag shows and an open mic and several speeches. And it featured Screechers, a really great band with keyboards. And they did some riffs that reminded me of an old Genesis song from the 70s called The Waiting Room, also known as The Evil Jam. So I couldn't play the entire set. There's two songs had to cut off anyway, so I put that little Genesis thing in at the end. So thanks for listening. Tell your friends. KPW LP 97.3 FM, Eugene Peaceworks Independent Community Radio. Coming up, Pride is a Riot Fest featuring Screechers.
I just want to open up this event. We've been doing this event for about 4 years now, and it's just been always a great time, always really nice. Some people, I mean, Pride was a Riot was like their first Pride, and I think that's like really beautiful, because growing up in Eugene, all we had was like this really shitty like liberal Pride in August. It like nothing to do with Stonewall, like nothing to do, I don't know, with like liberation or anything. In fact, in like recent years, politics have like been banned from Pride, and I just think that's absolutely a disgrace. So many violent, like militant revolutionaries have like really paved the way for us to do what we're doing here today, and for us to fight back against oppression, fight the laws, fight the courts, fight our bosses, fight our landlords. That's really what queer liberation is all about. It's not just our right to exist, but our right to thrive. And our right, and I just want to remind everybody that queer liberation is liberation for all.
Okay, I want everyone to make some noise if they're queer. I want everyone to make some noise if they hate cops! Okay, we're gonna have our first speech to start things off. So this is our amazing first speech.
Hi, you ready to go to the organ?
Yeah.
This is
I'm recording right now. Can I get back to you? Thank you. I'll hit you up later.
For like
lot of like what I talked about in the speech is, what reason is there to seek permission to exist as LGBTQIA people in environments that do not provide care or show authentic concern for our community at large? Whether it be stolen land that the state deems public property, such as parks, where police harass the houseless community, or private property such as businesses, whose only reason for allowing us entry is to profit off of our labor, even when they are queer owned, or institutions that were never meant for us to be a part of, who operate to further oppress the majority of us while giving way for the few to gain exclusive access to the resources necessary to live. The mental and physical taxation that working class queer people face while providing our energy and labor to capitalists is far too much. These businesses meant to uplift the community do nothing of the sort. There's always somebody on top, and for many, unfortunately, the goal is striving to be on that top. Capitalism forces us to live paycheck to paycheck and tries to convince us that there is no other alternative, but we know that a better world is possible. People will say, if only we worked harder or strive to conform to this mythical norm, that we may gain access to these positions of powers and privilege, right? No. But if we can learn to use their tools, then maybe we can build what they've built, but for ourselves and for those around us, right? No! So we will never dismantle capitalism with the tools of the capitalists. We need a true revolution, and they know that we are rising up. That's why they're currently co-opting the movement to sell us proximity to revolution. But this does nothing to change our quality of life. With this in mind, I urge us to reject the false sense of belonging that these environments give us in order to profit off of our desire to have somewhere we can exist and express ourselves in the world, because they ultimately do not seek to nourish us in the ways that we need to actually thrive. What working class queer people need to be thriving is a network of genuine care and concern, a fundamental understanding that whether we get along with one another or not, we all deserve to be housed without the burden of rent. We can all be taking action and working together to make that a reality for generations to come, because working class queer people will never be eradicated. We can dare to struggle together to achieve something better. What I see happening now is people unable to achieve stability and rest in order to grow. We're being overworked, underpaid, and always at risk of instability, which is very detrimental to our health. Many of us have fallen into these cycles of being forced into giving our labor in order to afford food, housing, and health care, but when the fatigue of working catches up to you and you can't afford to take care of yourself by taking off leave from your job because it puts your job and housing at risk, then this further leads to your health deteriorating, which then renders you unable to work at all, which leads to your housing becoming more unstable, which just further is detrimental to your health. We're not built to survive these never-ending cycles. In some instances, I see, in an effort to garner income, because some folks can't provide labors in the ways that capitalism tells us is useful, there are those who feel like they have to begin businesses with the goal of escaping the exploitation of the capitalists, working for ourselves. But this happens with those individuals not fully taking into account, or maybe needing to oversee this for the sake of survival, how in order to profit, a lot of the tools and materials we use to make a living are sourced from other countries where working class people there face exploitation of their labor to further the wealth of their bosses, from consumers and businesses and business owners seeking to make profit overseas, like here in the US. While many of us recognize that there is no ethical consumption under capitalism, and I can also recognize that especially for LGBTQIA people, much of our self-expression has and still is historically tied to materialism and consumerism. And all of these come at some cost, which is not always just money. In the same way that we can recognize the need to reject environments that provide us a false sense of belonging, how can we become more intentional to reject material items that companies sell us in order to profit off of our wants and needs to express ourselves? I urge us to make more intentional decisions about how we can recognize the nuances of having to live under capitalism in order to survive, while also shaming imperialist nations, specifically the U.S., for participating in such exploitative practices. In doing this, I feel it is important as it's integral to true revolution, especially in the case of us needing to be in true solidarity with working class people globally, many who are LGBTQIA people. And globally we see LGBTQIA people, but especially transgender, gender non-conforming, and intersex people subject to oppressive forces from their government. We must firmly understand that although we have many differences from each other, historically and currently we share a struggle against laws, incarceration, police, and other pawns of the state. We see this happening in places such as Uganda, which just passed a law that could result in being incarcerated for life for engaging in same-sex practices. In Saudi Arabia, where there's no federal law against queer people, yet police routinely arrest people for their gender expression. And in the U.S. right now, where anti-trans legislation is affecting not just trans people, but also intersex people, and by passing laws that allow and encourage non-consensual surgery of intersex newborns with intersex variations. We have this as well as politicians passing laws that deny gender-affirming care to our youth, which in turn encourages criminalizations of parents who seek to provide this care for their own children. And in response to this growing force to criminalize us in order to further isolate us into obscurity, we must unite globally in true solidarity. We must listen, take action, to protect and care for those in our community further at risk of communal and state violence due to imperialism, anti-blackness, racism, misogyny, transphobia, and ableism. Because in working towards freeing those among us who lay at these intersections, this will in turn lead us towards the direction for liberation for all. We must work together in order to form new tools and tactics and stronger genuine relationships to combat imperialism. When we use the tools they provided to us, we get nowhere. What do these tools look like, you might be asking? How will they be deployed? What are the risks? These are all subjective to everybody's situation. And so I just share this to encourage people to start somewhere, to truly listen to each other and strive for authenticity. Because a better world is possible, and we can and will achieve a working class revolution that truly liberates all workers of the world. Thank you for listening, and thank you for coming to Pride Pride with Raya. Happy Pride all year round.
Thank you so much. Okay, so we're gonna get started with our first drag performance very soon. It's gonna be awesome. So while they get set up, you can just hold tight for a moment. It's just gonna be one moment, and then they're gonna get set up and ready to go for our first drag performance. Woo! Donate, and the prizes are really awesome, different sex toys from As You Like It. So you might win a basically free sex toy, which would be so cool. And there's only like 3 tickets in there right now, so 3 people are in luck right now, so you might want to So we're going to have a speech, and then after that, it's going to be the open mic. So this is kind of a last call if you want to do something for the open mic. Please go sign up over there. Yes, this is, Harper's going to come up and give an amazing speech. So everyone should get ready, buckle up, sit down, get comfortable.
Hello, can you all hear me?
Awesome.
Give it up one more time for Screechers. They're definitely one of like my top 5 favorite bands in Eugene.
which is awesome. And one of my other top five favorite bands might just be performing later, so stick around. Friends and comrades, yeah. I want to start off by thanking the organizers of this event for all the hard work they've put into making Pride as a Riot happen this year and for inviting me to speak today. When I was first asked to speak, I was admittedly unsure of what I wanted to say. When I have spoken in the past at events, it has usually been in my capacity as an organizer with Eugene Housing and Neighborhood Defense, speaking on the fights of tenants in the housing struggle and workers in the labor movement. Though in my mind, the ties between these fights and those in the queer and trans community are clear, articulating those connections is a difficult task, but one I will attempt to do today. I would like to begin by speaking about rainbows. Rainbows, the image we all know so well, the iconic emblem of pride, printed on buttons, stickers, and flags, worn as a symbol of joy in life in the face of a world that wishes us to have neither joy nor life. It is a symbol that has been so easily co-opted by forces and institutions that are no friends of ours. They have been plastered on floats sponsored by Bank of America, uploaded as profile pictures for weapons manufacturing companies like Raytheon, and painted on the side of cop cars. To me, rainbows represent a contradiction, created by light reflected and refracted through raindrops, born of storms and sunshine, impossible without one or the other. Here in the beautiful Pacific Northwest, we are lucky enough to see them ever so often as the sun peeks its way through the gray, cloudy sky at the end of the long seasons of rain. And when this radiant arc of colors cast upon the heavens, what do we see? Looking up from the earth, I see our very lives reflected and refracted, and all life's complexities projected onto the sky. Into the in the purples, the violets, and the indigos, I see the bruises that stain our skin. Bruises induced by abuse and injury, but also by embraces from our dear friends and loved ones. Hugs that are just a little too tight, go on just a little too long, but we couldn't care less because the love we are exchanging is overwhelming. In the blues, I see tears. Yes, tears of loss and sorrow, but also tears of joy and ecstasy. In the green, I see envy. The envy I feel in my darkest moments, the jealousy I feel towards those who conform to the way the world wants us to be, or those who have never had to hide who they are, or who they love, or what they believe in. But I also see the greens of the grass and the moss, and the leaves and the trees of the forest I explore with my closest friends. And in those moments, I remember why I love who I am and never wish to be anything else. In the yellow, I see sunlight that warms our skin and relieves us of the gray and rainy skies that haunt us through the winter. But it is that same yellow rays of light that wakes us from our slumber, our often hard fought for sleep, and ushers us into a new day of struggle. Then, in orange, I see sunsets. Sunsets that signify the end of another day that, despite all the odds we lived through, we survived. But that sunset also warns of the coming darkness, another long night of struggle and hardship that we must face and bear, and we will. Finally, I see red. And in this red, I see blood. The blood that runs red and true in our veins. The blood that is too often stains the ground, spilled by the hands of the police, the state, and those encouraged by it. But in this red, I also see fire. I see the righteous anger that burns inside us all and seeks to engulf this world in flames, burn it down, and in its ashes build a better one. For, my friends, it is the world that is wrong, not us. This world was built not by nature, but in spite of it. This world was formed and structured by the capitalist class, who want nothing but to extract every last thing they can from the earth and from us and from our labor, so that they can hoard and grow their vast wealth and untold riches. Capitalism has tools at its disposal, like racism, misogyny, homophobia, transphobia, and all the others, all to keep us beaten into submission, some above others, none reaching near to them or their class. We work and toil endlessly for them, just to barely make enough to survive, and if we can't work, we are forced to commit ourselves to their systems of welfare, which come with their own terms and conditions and suffering. This is the world that they have built for us, the world that they have forced us to live in. This world will not be changed or cured by its own systems, systems created for its maintenance, expansion, and survival. This is a system, a state, a government that is not broken, but is functioning exactly as it is meant to. There is no salvation in our so-called democratic process. Has voting our hearts out stopped the Supreme Court from constantly making decisions that legalize our oppression and discrimination against us?
No!
Has the system stopped the onslaught of deadly laws being passed across this country that seek to metaphorically and literally erase gay and trans people from existence?
No!
What about here? In Vote Blue, no matter who, Oregon. Has the system stopped trans youth from being forced into the streets or stopped the relentless evictions of tenants across the city?
No!
Here in this town, where our friends are harassed or followed or worse, all for the crimes of walking the streets, holding the hand of the person they love, or dressing the way that has finally made them feel like themselves, has the system protected us from that?
No!
No, it cannot and will not. Voting will not save us. The power to choose who betrays us is no power at all. Our power, my friends, doesn't come from them. It comes from us. If we want to do more than just survive, if we really want to live, to make this world a place where we can grow and thrive, then we must come together and take it. When I look into this crowd, I see that entire spectrum of color contained in a rainbow. I see those violets and indigos, the blues and greens. I see those yellows and oranges, and yes, those brilliant fiery reds. Each of these are beautiful on their own, but alone they are just streaks of color. When they come together, one side by side with another, then they are powerful, a banner that shows our strength and is worthy of our pride. To be ourselves in a world that wants us to conform, that is revolt. To survive in a world that wants us dead, that is rebellion. But to come together as friends and comrades and fight our oppressors and fight to end capitalism, that is revolution. And let them, let the elites tremble at our revolution. We have nothing to lose but our chains. We have a world to win. Thank you.
Make some noise if you're ready for a revolution!
Hello. How's everybody doing? Very cool. Alright.
Oh my god, you're like that one anime character.
I don't want to.
We are Screechers. Thank you so much. We may need to pick your brain to make sure all the sound levels are okay after like our first song or two. Please help us. I guess. I don't know. Thank you. screen of death, my pixels land beyond the reach of God. Earth is left in broken form, not feeling very nice. Short to satisfy. I can't. sweet. I hold my hand with suffering and grievance. Thank you so much.
All right.
Did you see me?
mind. Repeat until destruction of the mind. Blade cuts through the water, no resistance. Psychic wounds from God, but I'm persistent. Drop the dagger, void it floats away. These memories of mine refuse again. Clutching ledge, a picture of our lives. Letting go, a choice you must decide. Just take a bite, the poison fruit's delicious. We cry all night, we live our lives conflicted.
Basketball court is
so much. Two more songs. That's all we have. Don't be concerned.